This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, first name Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, date of birth July 28, 1948, date of evaluation September 18, 2023, referring physician Dr. Nissen. The chief complaint, 75-year-old male, reports an industrial injury, HBI. The patient reports his initial injury dating to October 20th, 2020 period. He stated that he experienced a pull in the right groin muscle period. He had subsequently developed a soreness period. He was seen at Kaiser Vallejo period. He was then referred for occupational therapy evaluation. Patients had subsequently noted pain, which he described as an ice pick in his right hip, radiating to the right groin. Pain typically is 8/10 period. He had been referred for physical therapy, but saw no improvement in his symptoms period. He had no intervention, and he began having buckling of his knee with associated falls after a period of 2 months, period. He subsequently experienced a fall injury, injuring his left shoulder, period. He ultimately sought medical legal help, period. It was then determined that he needed surgery, period. The patient is seen preoperatively. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. He has past medical history, one Parkinson's disease, next number bradycardia, next number congenital bradycardia, AV block. The past surgical history, right shoulder surgery, next number back surgery, next number left hand surgery, medications, carbidopa, 25 milligrams, 1-5 times a day, carbidopa extended relief, 50 milligrams, day 2, 5 times daily, amantadine, 100 milligrams, 1 BID, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, and taxolone, ENTACALONE, 200 milligrams, take 1-5 times a day. The allergies, penicillin, anaphylactic type reaction, family history, mother had throat cancer, social history, he reports rare alcohol use, but no cigarette or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had no weight gain or loss. Eyes, he has blindness in the right eye and states that he had been born with a right eye tumor requiring early surgery. Ears, he has had deafness. The cardiovascular, he had a recent treadmill test, which he reports as normal. Psychiatric, he has insomnia. The real system is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 118/66, pulse 54, respiratory rate 16, height 66.5 inches. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal left shoulder demonstrates severe tenderness from abduction. Period. There is severe tenderness on all passive range of motion exercise. Period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 45 beats per minute. Period. There is a T-wave abnormality in the inferior leads. Period. There is evidence of 2-to-1 AV block. Period. The impression. This is a 75-year-old male who describes having congenital heart block and bradycardia. Period. He further describes right eye blindness, period. He had suffered an industrial injury resulting in right hip injury with subsequent fall and left shoulder injury, period. I am somewhat concerned about his bradycardia, but the patient reports that this is chronic and he has had multiple surgeries, period. He has had a treadmill test, which he reported as negative, period. He essentially has asymptomatic bradycardia, period. The recommendation, patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is recommended to proceed as clinically indicated, period. Can consider external pacemakers on standby, period. However, patient has no significant risk. He has had surgeries without prior problem, and he is asymptomatic from his bradycardia. May therefore proceed as clinically indicated. Signs of Dr. Wilmington Ferguson.